the best he was. Well, I guess Minnick, wherever he is, he's happy. He was a hell of a guy. He's got to be happy wherever he is. I miss him, and I know you miss him. But that's the way things are. You know, Brunswick Street to me is something that you just can't forget. Something that I don't want to forget. Because my memories of Brunswick Street are so fantastic that they can't be duplicated. I've got memories of Muzzy. Remember Muzzy at the club? Right next to where your mother had the candy store? And those card games? Guys like Sabab used to run the card games. Sabab, oh my God, Sabab. Used to cut the games. Cut 25% out of every pot. And who was going to argue with Sabab? Nobody would argue with Sabab. He was a mountain of a man. He was also a crazy guy. But everybody loved Sabab. That's the thing about our neighborhood. We fought and we did things and we talked about each other. But boy, when the going got rough and you had to stick together, we all stuck together. Believe me, these are the things I can't forget, DK. I've been away a long time. I've been out of Jersey City, but Jersey City hasn't been out of me. Because you know what they say, you can take a guy out of Jersey City, but you can never take Jersey City out of a guy. It's some place that nobody else can have what I had. You know what I mean? I had a good young life. It was rough at a lot of times, but I'll tell you, no matter how rough it got, it was good. And I know you're thinking just like I'm thinking, because we're from the same city, and we know that we had the best, and we still got the best. Just sit back and relax. There's more.
Finishing up the program with Eden Abez, a one-hit wonder. And that was not his hit. We just heard an instrumental called Once There Was a Girl. He wrote Nature Boy that was covered, I think it was the late 40s. It was covered by everybody. I mean, yeah, it was a huge worldwide hit. Still played. Nature Boy, Eden Abez. He was the proto-hippie. Before that, Sabu, Anthony Ferretti. I don't have enough time to explain. If you've never heard Sabu before, I'll explain it some other time. We heard the Duke Ellington Orchestra with Blue Light, the new Gary Burton Quartet with Common Ground. Thanks again to Gus Bodenheim. Thanks again to Max for co-hosting a portion of today's program. Hope to have her back next week. My name's Irwin. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Please stay tuned for 7 Second Delay.
Welcome to 7 Second Delay, where it's still the birthday month of our host, Andy Breckman.
Yeah, I turned 70.
Happy birthday month.
You think about death, Ken?
Andy.
You think about death?
A little bit. Not a whole lot. What do you think about death?
I'll tell you, here's where I am. I don't really care what happens to you after you die. I am very, very worried about what happens to me after I die.
Yeah. You mean what happens to your body, or what do you mean exactly?
I don't know. I just worry about myself in that.
In the final moments?
I don't care if you're going to heaven. Hey, if I go to heaven first, is there anyone you want me to say hi to? Your Nana? Say hi to your Nana?
No, never really had a relationship with my Nana.
You want me to get mad at her? You want me to take care of her? Want me to get in her face?
Yeah, get in her face.
Why didn't she show you more love?
Why didn't she show my mom more love?
Hold on. I got to make some notes because I'm going to
forget. You're going to mess it all up.
No. I'm going to take care of it. Why didn't Ken's Nana show Ken's mom more love?
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. I'll try to get some answers.
Yeah. She showed me no love whatsoever. And it seemed like all she ever did was fight with my mother.
That explains some, not a lot, but some of it all.
Some, yeah?
Yeah.
What does it explain?
Your self-hatred, your bitterness, your resentful, you're resenting anyone's success, anyone's happiness.
How does me resenting people's success, how do you get that?
Really?
Yeah.
You want to play the tape from the night of the marathon? May I play that for you?
The first night of the marathon.
Yeah, where you're gleefully asking people to bleed me dry.
Oh, the first 7-second delay of the marathon.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's just done to benefit the radio station because you have so much damn money. It's like nothing to you.
I earned the money. In the marketplace of ideas, I competed against people very successful, very talented people, very smart people. I competed with them. I entered the fray. I entered the Coliseum.
Yeah, and you won.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Celebrate me. Don't punish me.
I don't. I do both.
Oh, you do both.
Yeah. Congratulations, by the way, on your new TV show.
Well, it's just a pilot. The odds are against it.
I'm celebrating you.
Oh, shut up. Now, when people audition for FMU, when they want a slot and they send you a tape, what percentage of those people get on the air? It's probably similar to broadcast TV.
No, it's not at all.
For every 10 tapes you get, I'm sorry, for every 100 tapes you get, how many people end up on the air?
Well, it's not like that anymore. People used to actually mail cassette tapes.
Yeah, you must have been so happy opening that mail. Exactly.
Yeah. Thankfully, it's not like that anymore.
What do? They send you a link to their little podcast?
Now they just send me an email. And then Sometimes with a link, and then we can have a conversation.
Oh, God, even that. Oh,
no,
God.
No, that's fine.
A conversation.
Well, that's fine. And
I had a conversation once. I hated it.
Really?
Hated it.
Oh, you and I are having a conversation right now. Are you hating this?
Yes. Oh.
What can I do better?
So what do? So people, and you say, what kind of show do you envision, right?
Well, I do probably disqualify more than half of them right off the bat because it seems like they just have no idea about what FMU is. So right off the bat, maybe 2/3 of them are out the door.
I met a man last month that he didn't have a podcast.
Get out of here. You're always telling tall tales.
Well, he has one now. He has since gotten one.
Exactly.
Podcasts are the best.
Yeah, Gus Bodenheim has a podcast.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, he's the official announcer on Irwin's program.
He has a podcast?
Yes, he does. It's excellent.
How do you monetize those things?
You get a ton of followers.
Yeah.
A ton of followers downloading.
But nobody has time to listen to all these podcasts.
Well, that's a good point, Andy. That a lot of podcasts have huge subscription numbers, but the subscription numbers don't represent how many people are actually listening.
Right.
Yeah. But once you get those huge subscription numbers, then you sell ads.
Do people pay to subscribe?
Sometimes.
Wait, why are we not doing this?
Which part? The
leaving this rinky-dink Mickey Mouse operation behind, and going private.
Well, first, I don't want to leave
the private sector.
I don't want to leave this rinky-dink operation.
Well, you've got a sweetheart deal
behind.
I know. Believe me, I understand. And I've seen your spacious. I've seen two of your houses. I haven't seen all of them.
Number two, I don't know that we could go private.
Why not? We've got personalities.
Yeah, I mean, podcasts.
You never know what I'm going to say next. I'm full of charisma.
That's true.
I've got it coming out my ears.
You're too funny for a comedy podcast. If you listen to most comedy podcasts, they're not funny.
I know. It's just old SNL guys talking about sketches they were in 45 years ago.
They're terrible.
They're terrible.
They're really terrible.
I know. God, will you promise to kill me if I ever just do that circuit, talk about old SNL sketches? Please.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank
no
God.
Problem.
How, oh, my God. Put me out of my misery.
How can I kill you?
Oh, my God. Dealer's choice.
Really?
Yeah, run me over. When
any method?
Whatever. I guess quicker rather than slower.
Oh, okay. Quicker. Quick. Okay, I'm going to write that down. Fast. Painful or less painful?
Why don't we make it a murder-suicide pact?
No, deals off.
Hey, you know the secret? You know the
me now.
You know the secret to being part of a murder-suicide pact?
What?
If you can, if the other guy is amenable, go second.
Oh.
Keep your options open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah. You don't want to go first.
Oh, man. Woo. I'm glad we had this conversation.
Yeah.
Because I was just about to sign a pact. And yeah, I noticed in the contract it said that I had to go first.
Yeah. Ken goes first.
Yeah. Hey, we have a call.
Oh, no, don't answer it. Who could it be? I'm scared of that number. I'm scared of that light.
It's the Sheaves.
No. Please, don't answer it. Who could it be? We haven't even discussed the topic.
That's why it's exciting.
No. They're going to be L7s.
Hi, you're on the air.
Talk about podcast. I got a great idea, Ken.
Okay. Who's this?
Andy Breckman's chewing gum has a podcast.
You mean the gum itself? The gum itself. Oh, this guy.
It's cracking him up.
This guy is a big fan of himself. This guy, what does he need us for? He could just amuse himself.
But it's not a bad idea.
That my gum has its own podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I don't think you've ever heard a bad idea
idea. There haven't been too many conceptual podcasts like that.
Oh, God. Never answer the phone before we get rolling.
You mean 201-209-9368?
Yeah.
That phone?
It can only be trouble.
Never answer it before we've revealed the topic. Well, the topic has already been revealed.
Well, how so, sir?
We have a newsletter.
Hey, did Pam sign off on it?
Yes. This is the first episode where our newly elected president Pam approved it. She approved it immediately.
So I
thought she was going to be power mad.
So this is on her now.
Yeah.
She's partially responsible.
Yes.
Fine.
She seemed to like it. She had no questions about it. Do you know what we're doing?
I just remembered, as you were just talking about Pam, I just remembered.
Yeah.
I think it's stupid.
Well, you and I are betting against one another.
With real money.
With real money
on the table.
Whether or not you can spell the unusual names of our listeners. Not names like Bob or Sally.
No. They have to be their legal names. I think I could, I will try to spell your legal name correctly.
Either first or last name.
Yes, but not both. Not both.
Right. Pam did point out that people might not want to give out their entire name.
And how can we confirm that their claim is correct? How can we confirm that they're honestly telling me how their name is spelled?
I think most of the time I'll be able to tell.
I think chicks won't lie. Mm-hmm. They're almost incapable of lying.
I don't know about that, but...
Have you ever met a woman that lied to you?
Yeah. Have you not met a woman who
lied? I guess I've just been lucky.
Yeah. You've done all the lying.
Yeah, it's been mostly one-way street.
Yeah.
Although, now that I think of it, how would I know? How would I know if they're lying?
These things usually reveal themselves. All right, I'm going to bring up our person database. So if they're in our database.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'll at least be able to.
So it would have to be. So the only caveat is you have to give your last name over the air.
No.
No? Oh, unless if you have an unusual first name.
Not necessarily.
201-209-9368. I'm going to put $5 on the table. Will you put $5 on the table?
Yeah, I don't have my wallet on.
Oh, yeah, I don't have my wallet either. Oh, you're good, Ken. Well played.
But you do have your wallet.
Well, so do you.
Hi, you're on the air.
Little liar.
Hey, honey.
Oh, hey, honey.
Hey,
Andy. L-A-N-D-A-U.
Trick question for Andy.
Yeah. Okay.
What was my father's first name, and how do you spell it?
Well, isn't it?
I know your father's first name. That's insulting.
What was his first name?
Okay, go ahead. How do you spell my dad's first name?
What was his first name?
His first name was Ferdinand.
Ferdinand, okay.
Okay, it's an unusual, it's an old school name.
Yep.
I think I can spell Ferdinand, honey.
I think he can. I think he can spell that,
too. He was my father-in-law.
Yeah. I think Andy can do it. I'm not going to bet against you, Andy. On this one.
Well, now I'm writing it out, and now I'm not sure it looks right.
I think you can spell
it. Wait, hold on.
I remember from the childhood book, too.
Oh, Ferdinand.
Ferdinand the Bull.
Yeah, Ferdinand the Bull. Do you ever hear the joke about Ferdinand the Bull having to jump over the big tall fence?
No.
To get to the to Pretty Cow?
No.
And then he jumps over the fence, and he says, and the cow says, "Are you Ferdinand the Bull?"
Yeah.
And Ferdinand says, "No, I'm just Ferdinand now. That fence was higher than I thought." That's my little Ferdinand joke. Isn't Beth the luckiest woman in the world?
That's a pretty good joke.
I come home to Beth every night. Just, I'm like a human joke book.
I know.
You say really Ferdinand, and there it is. Hey, I can spell Beth's last name. You want me to try?
No.
B,
no,
capital B R E C K M A N.
That's completely wrong.
Wait, how is that wrong? She married me.
Oh, did she take your name?
Wait, I can't remember. Now that you ask, it's a good question.
You got it wrong. She never took your name.
Oh, so you get $5, Ken.
No, this conversation is still...
I'm up five.
We're still discussing it. It's only been 22 years. It's still on the table, isn't it, honey?
No.
Just take my name.
Yeah, I've never known her as Beth Breckman.
How could it hurt at this point? Just do it. Make me happy.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So do you want me to do Ferdinand for you?
I think I have Ferdinand here.
Are we
here.
Just doing honor? Or are we just going to
say it? No, of course. Honey, I trust you with my life. F-E-R-D, right?
Yeah.
Well, we called him Ferdy. So F-E-R-D. Yeah. By the way, when you wrote out Ferdy, did you write F-E-R-D-Y or F-E-R-D-I-E? When you called him by his nickname.
I'll tell you after you wrote his name.
F-E-R-D, oh, is this how you would write it, Ken?
Yes.
Ferdinand?
Yeah, you got it.
I-N-A-N-D.
Yeah, you got it right.
You got it.
Is that Ferdinand?
Well, I would not have.
My mom used to spell it out F-E-R-D-I, Ferdy.
Oh, that was her affectionate nickname.
He hated that.
And it used to always bother me when people called him Fred.
Oh, my God, he hated being called Ferdy.
But he hated almost everything, so it...
Yeah, he did.
So it almost it just went without being noticed.
Oh, I didn't.
No,
it was not remarkable.
He did, which is kind of
oh, you didn't like Ferdy either?
I didn't realize.
No, he didn't like when people called him Fred.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Fred's not Ferdinand.
How come you never call me by my nickname, Daddy? Honey.
Hang it up. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
That's my affection.
Oh,
thanks.
We look forward to seeing you and Hank and maybe Daisy at Passover.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay, great. Great.
I hope Daisy comes. I want to negotiate with Daisy about how I'm going to be portrayed on her big billboard.
This is the time of the year when I'm really happy to be a Jew.
Yeah, how so?
Chocolate macaroons. That's the one thing that makes it all worth it. You can't get them any other time of the year. Oh, man, they're the best.
And the show has hit absolute rock bottom.
They're so chewy.
And it's pretty much over.
All that chocolate.
We were on a roll. We had a good show last week.
But it tastes like...
No, Ken, don't talk about macaroons much longer.
A bit of coconut?
Would you say it's winding down now, your macaroon?
I'm done.
Okay. Oh, God.
So I want you to know that I wouldn't accept Ferdinand. That's too easy to spell. I want names...
Ferdinand's for challenging.
No, it's not. It's spelled exactly like it sounds. It's like you're trying to spell Ted. Come on.
Well, Ted's easy because it's...
Yeah, it's exactly like it sounds.
Yeah.
I want names that are a little bit more challenging. So if you have a name that's more challenging than Ferdinand, you know, maybe a Spanish sounding name, or, you know, any non-English name, that would be perfect.
Wait, are you choosing whether or not to match my bet after every call?
Yeah. I'm not gonna bet against something like Ted or Ferdinand.
Well, Ted is easy because it's
Ferdinand,
palindrome. It's the same backwards as forwards.
That's not a palindrome.
Ted.
No.
It's a near palindrome.
No, it's not
it's
near.
It's close to a palindrome.
Not really.
Except
no.
for the T and the D.
Debt. It's only a three-letter word, so if you're
it's what they call near palindrome.
No, it's a six. No, it's not even close. Bob is a palindrome.
Yeah, Bob. Yeah, except one B is capital. There's no real perfect palindrome.
It doesn't matter that one B is capitalized. It's still B O B, same backwards as forward.
Here's all I'm thinking right now. I'm not going to lie to you. At least we're not talking about macaroons.
Oh, we can talk about macaroons.
No, we can't. All right, let's take some calls. Okay, $5 on the table.
When I say I'm proud to be a Jew because of chocolate macaroons, I just want to point out that I'm not proud because of coconut macaroons.
Oh, coconut macaroons are great.
Those suck. I hate coconut macaroons.
Do you know why I'm proud to be a Jew?
Why?
Because you're proud to be a Jew. And I admire you to no end.
No, you don't. You don't admire my Jewiness.
I bet you $5 I admire you.
How can you prove it?
Good point. Yeah, it's one of those honor system deals.
Can I write WFMU on your $5 bill?
And then put it in circulation and see if it comes back to you?
Yeah.
Like in 10 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Let's do that.
Write WFMU on Abraham Lincoln's forehead.
I will.
There you go.
I will.
Good. There you go.
And then we'll put it in circulation. And then we just wait. Just sit back and wait.
Oh, great. This is exciting.
What a great show that'll be in 10 years.
Hi, you're on the air.
Think of the adventures this $5 bill will go on.
Oh, hang on, caller.
Before it comes back to you.
Andy's still making a zinger.
No. I'm not. It's not really a zinger, but it's going to, you know, this money, the American, you know, $5 bill, and it enters the economy. It's the backbone of our economy, these $5 bills.
Yeah, people hardly use cash anymore.
Yeah, but imagine the adventures it's going to have. It's going to change hands at the newsstand, at the hot dog stand.
True. And people will see the WFMU on Abe Lincoln's forehead.
Yeah, now that's how you promote a station. That's how you advertise.
You're right.
Look, it looks like Lincoln's thinking about WFMU. I wonder what they're playing now. I wonder how crappy it is, whatever they're playing.
You're right.
I wonder if it's going to get crappier in 10 minutes.
You're right. We should write WFMU on all the cash that passes through the station. Thanks.
I wonder what Lincoln would have thought of FMU had he lived long enough.
I don't think he would have liked it.
No, I don't think he would have either. He was really a smart man, a very discerning man.
Well, it would have sounded like it was weirdness coming from the future.
Yeah, it would have sounded weird to Abraham Lincoln. That's right, Ken.
Yeah,
as opposed to, say, any civilian walking the street.
You know, he didn't live past 1865, so we don't play much music from that era.
You're blaming me for that?
No. Why?
Here's a question.
Did you
The play he was watching, American Cousin, Our American Cousin.
Our American
was that a
cousin.
Musical? Because then we'd know the last song he heard. Don't you ever wonder what the last song you're ever going to hear will be?
No.
You don't think about that?
No, but that's really interesting. Now I'm thinking about it.
I hope to God it's not Maggie May by Rod Stewart.
Why?
I just don't want that in my head.
When you die?
As I'm sinking, yeah.
Why, you think?
Anything but Maggie May. Or anything by Chicago. Oh, my God.
Even 25 or 6 to 4?
Don't even.
You used to practice that riff on the guitar, I'm sure.
That's the worst. Let's just stop and think. Was there a worst band ever?
Oh, yeah.
No, there wasn't.
Oh, there were worse bands. Come on.
No, there weren't.
Star Castle.
I don't know them. Did Star Castle ever have a song that went like this? As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me the time it was on my watch. And I said, does anybody really know what time it is? Did Star Castle ever sink that low?
Yeah, I bet you they did. Kansas. Rush.
No, you don't even know what a bad band is. You're
so
cute. Oh,
now our caller has disappeared. Hi, you're on the air. We lost him.
That's our special talent, isn't it? We can repel almost any caller.
We haven't had a single bet yet, and it's 25 minutes into the show.
What does that tell you?
Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for calling. What's your name? I bet I can spell it.
Last name is Chemo.
What is chemo. It?
Chemo?
Chemo.
Timo.
Wait, are you saying T like...
Well, no, you can't ask him how to spell
well,
it.
Well, I'm just asking if he's put the first letter, if I'm hearing it correctly. Is it T as in Ted?
So you can, no, not, that's, he can't answer that.
You're, okay, just... I just want to make sure I'm hearing it correctly.
It doesn't matter if you're hearing it correctly.
It does matter.
But you can't ask him to spell
it. I'm happy.
But we don't have a great, we don't have a clear connection. I'm at a huge disadvantage.
Okay.
I'm not hearing
it. I will stop talking, but he cannot tell you what the first letter is.
Okay, please, okay. Please pronounce it clearly.
Kima.
Kima. Okay, that's your last name?
I bet $5 and you can't spell it.
Kima? I will try
Kima.
To... Kima. All right. I'm going to... Okay. Well, first... Okay. I know this much. It's a stupid name. Am I right about that?
My family doesn't think so, but...
Oh, okay. Well, let me disagree. Okay. Here's how I would spell it. You want to take this bet, Ken?
Yeah.
You don't think I spelled it correctly?
No, I don't think you spelled it correctly.
K, as in Ken, E-E-M, as in mother, A-H, Kima. Is that correct, sir?
It is not correct.
Mr.
No,
Kima.
Is it, in fact, incorrect? How is Kima spelled?
It's C-I-M-A.
That's a classy way to spell Kima. Would you consider changing the spelling of your last name? Talk it over. Talk it over at Thanksgiving. It's a big decision. Big decision.
Italian name, so
it's an Italian name.
Will you pay all the fees, Andy?
What fees are involved in changing your name?
The name changing fee.
No, I won't pay it.
No.
I changed my last name. Years ago, about 15 years ago.
Really? What was it
before?
Well,
it used to be Breckman, and now it's Breckman. It's spelled the same. It's just pronounced differently.
You changed the pronunciation?
Yeah. I went down to City Hall.
I don't think they charge for that.
No. They wouldn't even see me, really. They wouldn't even take the meeting.
Did they ask security to escort you out?
They didn't have to. I got the message.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Kima.
Thank you, Mr. Kima.
Here's $5,
thank you.
Ken. I'll just keep track.
I'm just keeping track also.
Oh, God, I'm going to end up spending money. Yeah. Wait, I think you have to take every bet. Give me a shot.
No,
give me a shot.
Somebody calls up
no,
and
but
says,
you're only, no, Bob. But you're being very selective about the bets you take. Can I select whether or not I put up money? No, it's just not fair.
But if somebody calls up and says, Bob.
Well, they won't. They won't, but it's just not fair. If it's super hard, maybe I didn't want to bet that $5 on Kima. You're being very selective. I don't think either of us can. You got to trust the listeners to be challenged.
Okay, listeners, you have to give challenging names.
Andy, they will.
Andy's making me bet on every name.
Okay, although right now you're up. You're up. I owe you $5.
So.
Here we go.
Yes.
Let's take
names from Italian.
They understand what a challenging
Spanish,
name is.
Spanish, from German.
Ken, anybody with a challenging name knows it because they've been spelling it.
Chinese, Korean, Japanese.
Ken, people have been correcting.
Thai.
I'm sorry. They've been correcting people their whole lives. They know they have a challenging name.
Yeah.
All right. Hello. Thanks for calling.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I talking?
Hey, this is Mike previously from El Segundo.
Oh, hey, Mike.
Now in Altadena.
Oh, hey, congratulations on your move. You're moving up in the world.
Oh, you're in Altadena. I thought you moved to Spain or something.
Well, I was in Spain for a couple of months, but now I'm right here on the border of the burn zone of Altadena.
Wow.
It's a lovely place.
Nice. Did you find a cheap place because of the wildfires?
No.
Sort of, yeah. Exactly. Uh-huh. Because half the buildings on this block are gone.
Wow.
So
Wait.
Army Corps of Engineers work zone.
But I thought the remaining buildings were going for a premium price now.
Well, I'm in a building that's left standing partly because I stood on the roof with a garden hose on January 8th.
Oh, there you go.
You know, so.
Good job, Mike. Good.
I'm not going to sit here and be superhero, but I know I'm going to stump Andy on this one.
All right. What is your last name,
Ken,
Mike?
But Ken, I'm in the database. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I know.
I give you guys money.
Yeah, I know how to spell. Okay. I know how to spell your name,
t-shirts.
Mike.
Well, if Ken knows how to spell it, I think I have a shot. Go ahead, Mike. What is your last name?
Gerzovitz.
No. I asked a serious question. What is your last name?
Gerzovitz.
He's just, this is like
I've known him since college.
This is a prank call.
That's his last name.
No, Ken. Nobody has that name.
It is.
That's his last name.
He's just making up. He's just pulling.
I used to work with Ken at CBS.
Those are just three random syllables. All right, Gerzovitz.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Gerzovitz with a V. Wait. Okay.
Hey, hold on. Andy, you know what a call sheet is, right?
Yeah, I do know what a call sheet is. Yeah.
I have a stack of call sheets from 30 years of it being misspelled. I have a pretty thick stack of call sheets of every time they misspell it.
Well, so you know your name is challenging.
Over a walkie.
Gerzovitz. Well,
you misspelled it.
Well, all right.
Genetically do it.
Michael, I spelled it.
If you get it, you're going to be a hero.
Well, I guess I'm not a hero. I spelled it, I guess, phonetically, which I gather is not correct. I spell, okay, Ken's already telling me I'm wrong. Gerzovitz. That's phonetic, I guess.
Yeah, it's wrong.
It is wrong?
Yeah.
What did I get wrong? How do you spell Gerzovitz?
The A in the middle should be an E.
No.
That's not too bad. You're not too far off. No. I've seen it with bits, V-I-T-C-H and C-Z's and S's and all kinds of crap. So
it's okay,
worry.
Andy. You came close.
I think it should be
you
an
came
A.
Close,
I think it should be an A in the middle, but it's an E. That's how I would phrase it.
You know, Mike's a hero. He saved a building with a garden hose.
I think the garden hose is the hero, Ken. What would have happened if it was just Mike up there on the roof?
The neighbor with the ladder. The only reason I could get up on the roof is because the neighbor had a ladder.
Yeah, the neighbor's the hero.
Get up with the garden hose.
Yeah.
Well, good job with the garden hose, Mike. I'm glad you're living there now.
Well, yeah, except it's not as, it's a lot hotter than El Segundo, unfortunately.
Oh, so sorry to hear that.
And there's a giant pit bull in the back named Lucky who is very needy.
Well, maybe the garden hose will come in handy too if Lucky gets too close.
Pit bulls are sweet. Make friends with Lucky.
Yeah, pit bulls are sweet.
Oh, they're friendly with you.
Yeah, you heard it here. You heard it here, children.
Any other dog and they go
yeah.
Nuts, so.
You heard it from Uncle Ken. Pit bulls are sweet.
They are.
Yeah, there's your lawsuit. There it is, kids.
I'm being facetious. He is. But he's just needy.
Thank God I don't have to spell facetious.
They need attention 24/7.
Okay, Mike, we're gonna. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks,
we're gonna.
Mike.
We're moving on. All right, fine. What's the score? $10.
I'm up $10. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. We have a pretty empty switchboard now. Hi, you're on the
and
air.
And the phone number here is 201-209-9368. Oh, the same.
Boy,
same number.
I got one for you.
Oh, okay. Boy. Who's this?
This is the other Nadia, but hey, that's not my real name.
Oh, it's Hectic. Hi, Hectic.
Oh, yeah, but that's...
Okay,
so
but Nadia, you...
a nickname for my full name.
No, Nadia, you have to give me your actual name, though, to make this fair.
Okay,
and Ken, you have to put $5.
Yep.
How hard can it be? She's just a kid. She's just a kid, Ken. How hard can her name be?
That has nothing to do with
kids
how...
Kids can have long names.
Yeah.
It's not like your name gets shorter. It's
see.
Not like your name gets longer as you get older.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I get it.
What
okay.
Nadia said right there.
Yeah. Okay, Nadia. What is your last name?
Okay, well, Nadia is short for Nadiezhda.
Dear God.
That's great, Nadia.
Okay, Nadia, please pronounce it again.
Nadiezhda.
Is that Russian?
Yeah, it's Russian. And I've always hated my name, but this is the one time it's actually come in handy, you know?
That's great.
Nadiezhda.
It's actually a beautiful name. Nadiezhda. Wait, hold on. Nadiezhda.
That's not exactly how she pronounced it.
Nadiezhda.
Yeah, it's more like Nadiezhda.
Yeah, there's like a Y sound in there. Wait, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I think she said Nadiezhda.
Nadiezhda. With an H? Nadiezhda. Oh, I see. Okay, Nadiezhda. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
And I'm going to take... Okay, don't be insulted if I don't spell it correctly. I know people probably have trouble spelling it correctly, so I'm in good company.
Mostly they pronounce it wrong.
Did Uncle Ken pronounce it close? Was he close?
Yeah, it sounded good. It's like when somebody has to read it. One time as like when I was in elementary school, they read it on the loudspeaker, and they said, I think they said like, oh wait, I shouldn't tell you what they said because I feel like it would.
That would help me.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
But they completely butchered it.
Let me try Nadia. Let me try Nadia. Okay. N for nobody sweeter than you, honey. A D I E S H T A.
Wait, let me write this down, Sarah.
Okay.
What did you say?
Okay.
Try it again.
I have $5.
Okay. She said N.
N for Nadia. A D uh-huh. for David. I E S H T A.
Okay.
Yeah, that's wrong.
That's maybe I could say it's close. Maybe it's like halfway there.
Half.
Yeah.
Half.
Well, 50%.
50% there.
That's a failing grade.
Okay.
That is a failing grade.
Do you want to know what it actually is?
I would love to. Yes, I am keen to learn.
N A D E Z H D A.
Wow. Now nobody would get that.
Well, a Russian speaker.
Yeah, that's the
ancient. Now let me ask you: is this a common name in Europe and Russia?
I think in Russia it's pretty common.
Well, I think it's a beautiful name. You know, from here on in,
I think Andy Breckman is a beautiful name too.
Yeah, tell that to my wife. She won't take my name.
Name. That's not how it's pronounced, though, Nadia.
Yeah, it's Breckman.
Oh, okay.
It's yeah,
okay,
Breckman.
Yeah, I changed it like 15 years ago.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay.
She didn't mean it, Andy.
Okay.
Don't be so angry.
Hey, Nadia, next time.
It was a simple mistake.
No, I'm not.
She didn't know you changed the pronunciation of your name.
I'm not insulted. I'm not mad.
She's just a kid.
I'm not insulted. I'm not mad. Nadia, next time you call, you can differentiate yourself from our other Nadia by using your full name.
I mean, I could, but I don't know. I feel like, it just doesn't really fit me yet, you know?
I think it's beautiful. I think someday you'll be very proud to go by Nadia.
Yeah, you know, I hope so.
Okay, sweetheart.
Thanks, Nadia.
Thanks, Nadia.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks.
We're betting that Andy cannot spell your name.
Wait. Is it now three? Am I down three?
Yeah, you're down $15. This is great.
You're just mocking me. I feel like you and all the listeners are mocking me.
Mocking you?
Yeah, because I'm mentally challenged. I can't spell anything.
No, you can't. Why did you come up with this topic? This was your idea.
It was. Uh-oh. I was kind of counting on.
Away from the news. I'm watching the news.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, pull yourself away from the news. News.
I'm pulling myself away.
Yeah.
Okay.
The news is no good for you.
So before I say my last name,
yes,
I do want to make sure. Where does that $5 go?
Yeah. Good question. Well,
it's going to go to me, and I'm going to give it to WFMU.
Perfect.
No.
Because I already tried to, streamline for my mailing of stuff.
Uh-huh.
What about the the DNA and the 24andMe? You're not going to, test me for any, it was spelled wrong at Ellison Island when my family came over.
Yeah, that's my story, too. It was a misspelling at Ellis Island, yeah.
But mine was only one letter off.
Mine was two.
Oh, Andy, your name... It was completely
Oh, no, you're
butchered.
Right. No, my name was Brockman. No, it was two letters. Yeah.
Brockman?
Well, no, you said okay. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I only heard this story from my grandfather, who was, a leather maker.
Yeah.
And he used to drink a lot of goat's milk.
Yeah.
And my last name's Kopinko.
Oh, wait, we had a little sound glitch there. It sounded like you said Kopinko.
I think that is what she said.
Kopinko.
Yeah, Kopinko.
Your great-grandfather arrived at Ellis Island. He stood in line for 3 hours. He got to the front of the line. He said, "My name is Kopinko." And they misspelled it.
Well, maybe he said
only seven letters long.
Seven letters. That's the hint I needed.
Oh.
That's the hint I needed. Hold on. Kopinko. Wait, seven letters. There, I think I have it. Well, what else could it be except C-O-C-O and then pink and then O?
Spell it.
C-O-P-I-N-K-O. What else could it be?
Is that it?
Wait, maybe it's a K at the top.
Well, come on. You have to...
I'm going to say K. K-O-P-I-N-K-O. Kopinko.
You don't know the pop?
Huh?
Pop.
Pop?
I don't know what you're saying now.
Popinko.
Oh, you're saying pee. Oh, I misunderstood. Okay, Popinko.
Popinko.
I don't know how to say pee in Ukrainian.
It's okay. Yeah. I love, by the way, it's a great name. Popinko.
Yeah, Popinko.
It's a great name. Is, and please, don't spend any, you know, extra money for mailing me a little bit of swag.
Okay.
Done love and done. Guys. I will take your swag home.
Done.
And use it as a doggy toy for one of our dogs. So I won that.
No, you
didn't. Yes, I did.
No, you changed it to a P.
Because I didn't.
What's my last letter?
After she told you it was a P.
Well, no, but she didn't. She mispronounced it.
No, she didn't.
She did.
What's my last letter? My family's last letter at Ellis Island?
Do you mean the correct last letter or the letter they mistakenly added?
That's what I'm saying. There's one letter they messed up. Seven letters, one letter they messed up.
I don't know. I'm not sure what you're asking. Popinko. P-O-P-I-N-K-O. That's how it's spelled.
Yeah, she told you it started with a P.
Okay. And what was it when your great-grandfather arrived on the boat? How was it spelled in the old country?
Well, it meant mushroom.
It meant mushroom. Well, everyone knows that, but Popinko, right? That's Ukrainian.
But you have to figure out the last letter. So I still don't know who's going to win this battle.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Andy
either.
Already
I'm
lost. But thank you. We promise not to mail you any swag.
Peace.
Thank you, madame.
And I'm going to mail you even less swag than Ken.
Well, you're down $20.
Oh, shut up.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hi. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
This is Hero.
Hi, Hero.
Hi, Hero. Oh, I hope I can. I hope you're asking me.
Oh, Hero's got the greatest first name.
Well, Hero, I can spell.
No, that's his. That's his nickname.
Hang on.
Yeah.
You can spell Hieronymus.
Hieronymus.
Is that your legal name?
Yes.
Yes.
As
in Hieronymus Bosch.
Shut up, both of you. Hieronymus Bosch.
You know, Hieronymus.
You're just mocking
Bosch.
Me. Hieronymus. Oh, God. Well, I can. All right. Wait, it must be with an E. Okay. Hieronymus. Okay. I'm going to take a shot.
All right.
Okay, Hero?
Yes.
H. Am I correct so far? H?
Yes.
Okay, this is scary. E? Wait, that's wrong?
Yeah.
That's wrong?
Yeah, I said it like Hieronymus Bosch.
Well, who the hell are you talking about when you say that?
The painter.
That's an H-O, Hieronymus?
No, it's H-I, H-I-E.
Oh, Hieronymus? What kind of painting does he do?
Surreal.
No, I mean stupid or not stupid?
Not stupid.
Oh, yeah, he sounds great.
Yeah.
Where can I see some of his work?
In museums.
Wow.
All around the world.
And they're not stupid paintings?
No, they're not stupid at all.
Wow, he sounds great.
Yeah, if you go to the stupid museums, they don't have any of them.
Stupid museums are half price, though. It's a tough one.
Oh, no, you can sneak into the stupid museum.
Okay, Hieronymus. All right, guys. Wait.
Thanks, Hero.
Dear God, that's really
well
cool.
Played.
Thank you.
It's $25.
Yeah, I'm up $25. That's 25 bucks for WFMU.
Yeah, what are you going to do with it, Ken?
I'm going to put it into the WFMU petty cash envelope. Why is that funny?
Just say you're going to buy weed. I mean, why do you even go through the motions?
I'm straight edge.
How long will it be in the petty cash envelope?
I'm straight edge.
8 minutes. You're straight edge.
I haven't gotten high since almost a year ago.
Oh, yeah, the last time you made me laugh. About a year ago this week.
Don't say that.
Do you miss it?
No, I really don't. I think some of the people around me miss it.
When you're screaming at them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just tell people you're taking anger management classes online. And then you're interrupting one of your classes.
Oh, I've done that. I've tried that. The anger management sleepaway camp line. Yeah.
Let's get Ken stoned again.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling. You love the show.
Hi.
Hi.
You have an unusual first or last name?
I don't have an unusual last name, but my mom does.
Okay.
Will we work with his mom?
Sure. Yeah. I trust this guy.
Why not?
What is your mom's first name?
No, it's last.
Oh, her maiden name.
Yeah, her last name.
Huh, so she...
Lukowitz.
Oh, Lukowitz I might have a shot at. Oh, I might have a shot at Lukowitz.
Yeah, you might.
It's interesting. I hope my wife is listening. So your mom married your dad. I just want to get this clear, the sequence of events. And she wanted the family to have all one name. She loved him that much.
Oh, no. My
and
dad,
she took his name.
My dad's name is it, but that's my mom's original last name before she married my dad.
And then she took his name. Now she's legally using his name.
Yeah.
Why is that so important to you?
I just want Beth to hear, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Kind of, I want both sides of the argument.
You want your wife to take your name.
Yeah, so it's not unprecedented. I just want to make that argument.
Yeah, okay. Well, you spelled it wrong.
No, I did not. Lukowitz.
Go ahead.
L-U-C-A, Luca.
Nope.
L-U-C-A,
nope.
Luca.
Nope.
Maybe this kid's been spelling it wrong. Maybe your mom's lied to you.
Here, I'll spell it.
Yeah,
L-E-W-K-O-W-I-C-Z.
Oh, that's the stupid spelling.
Like Gerzovitz, except Luko.
Yeah, like Gerzovitz. What's that, another stupid artist?
No, that was Mike who called earlier. Gerzovitz. Mike from
Altadena. No, that, well, that, how am I supposed to remember?
Mike from Altadena.
Wasn't that like 8 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Well, what the hell? What are you going on about him for? It's ancient history. I've moved on. All right, thanks, Lukowitz. What's the score?
30.
Thank you, Bob.
30 nothing. Thank you.
$30.
Yeah, $30. Damn.
I'm kind of mad.
I know.
Our listeners have stupid names.
They're not stupid names. These are normal names.
I'm talking about Lukowitz.
Ah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Annie.
Hi, Annie.
Annie, A-N-N-I-E, done and done. Thank you. Thanks for calling. We're at 201-209-9368. Thank you, Annie. Just hang up. Give me a shot. Hang up.
No, Annie hasn't even given us her last name yet.
Will you take my maiden name?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Wait, I just want to explain in case my wife is listening. A maiden name, it's a term she might not be familiar with. A maiden name is the name that the woman... that women have before they're married, before they honor their family and their new husband.
Honor their family and their husband?
By taking their husband's last name.
It's like erasing their identity.
It's an expression of love. It's an expression
fealty,
of commitment.
Of subservience.
Exactly. Exactly, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. What was your maiden name?
Okay, the English way to pronounce it is Janesco.
Yes!
What, you think,
I like
you don't
that
think
name.
Janesco. Well, it's obviously a G. Wait, I might have a shot at this.
You might. I doubt it.
I'm so stupid. You'd think I suffered an industrial accident recently.
You would.
Yeah, I know.
You would when it comes to certain things.
Yeah, I know.
And you're a writer.
I know. I'm a writer with a very, very active spell checking program. All right, Janesco. I believe it's Genesco.
No.
Oh, I thought he got it. There
you dodged the bullet, Ken. What? How do you spell Janesco?
Janeczko.
That's a stupid
spelling.
Is
that an Eastern European name?
Yes, it's Polish.
Polish name, yeah.
Janesco.
My Polish sister, Annie.
And I wonder why you agreed to take your husband's name. Yeah, I wonder what a tough decision that must have been. What is your married name?
It's equally as complicated, but shorter.
So, now, don't lie to me. Wasn't that a factor in you accepting his proposal? Don't lie to me.
Maybe a little bit.
You couldn't wait to get out of that Janesco straitjacket. You must have hated having to spell that every time you registered at the front desk. All right. Thanks very much for calling.
Thanks, Annie.
Okay.
Thank you.
So what is the score?
It's 35-0.
I'm so depressed.
You know, the amazing thing of you being a writer.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that before the show,
yeah.
Before the show every week, you sit in my office and you're taking phone calls.
Yeah.
And you're frequently responding to texts.
Yeah.
You will not write on your phone.
No.
You don't do the thumb the thumb thing.
What do I do?
I
dictate.
You dictate.
I think we're learning why I do that.
To Siri.
Yeah.
And
S-I-R-I. Yes.
Yeah.
I think we're learning. I think the last 50 minutes has taught you why I do that.
Okay, yeah, you're right. This does explain it.
Exactly.
Because and you do it really fast, comma, and you put in every punctuation mark, semicolon.
Yeah, I do.
Period.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so funny to hear you writing your texts out by.
Well, the only alternative is to try to spell these words.
Yeah.
$35.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm so depressed.
Okay, Andy, you've had a long warm-up.
Oh, no.
These names are similar to my last name.
Okay.
Yukovitz.
Okay. This is, tell me the...
That's like Gerzovitz.
Okay. Is this Eastern European? Yukovitz. That's Russian?
Ukrainian.
Yukovitz.
Ukrainian.
Could you spell this, Ken?
I can't guarantee I would get it right.
Well, Yukovitz.
You know, because Ukrainian and Russian have a whole different alphabet, you know, so...
Well, Yukovitz, I mean, it's the tough. V, there could be a W. Wait, Yukovitz, Yukovitz. Well, I can only think this spelled phonetically, like how I hear
right.
it.
Right, I know. It's really cute.
Oh, shut up. Cute. Well, let
you
me take...
You want to hit Andy, I'm willing to give you the first letter or whether it's a V or a W.
No hints.
Well, all right, I'm going to take my shot.
Andy's written something down already.
I did write... Well, I spelled it phonetically. UK were the first two letters. Am I already wrong?
By at least two letters, yeah.
Oh, God. What, then why even bother? What do you need to hear my other... I have 18 more letters to go. Why even go there? Please spell your name for me, Mr. Yukovitz.
E-U-C-H-V-I-T-Z.
Now that's a Ukrainian name.
Has anyone ever spelled that name correctly in your lifetime?
Outside of my family?
Correct.
No.
So this is why God made name tags. Everyone should have a name tag.
I've never seen you wear a name tag.
I will if everyone else does. Yukovitz. Thank you very much, Mr. Yukovitz.
Thank you.
We call him Yuki.
Yeah. Hey, if you'd like to join our stupid name parade, we're at 201-209-9368.
Hey, you go into the trivia night at Monty Hall?
What a great idea for a fundraiser there.
Yeah.
Who's hosting it?
Clay Pigeon and Joe Surface Noise Magasco.
That sounds fantastic. When is it?
It's a week from Friday night.
Oh, I wish I could. I have anything else to do. Oh, that is too bad.
That sounds like you have nothing to do.
Yeah, it's kind of it's similar to that. Yeah. But we should have done a trivia night. That would be great.
We can. We
no,
can
I don't want to steal their thunder. I'm sure they're going to have a great night.
We could do a trivia night, too.
Are they limiting their questions to music?
I think they do music trivia.
So we could do another subject.
Yeah, we could do movie trivia.
What a great idea. Oh, yeah. I saw a movie the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you seen Mickey 17?
No, I haven't seen that. No. It looks stupid.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
But you might think it's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can. You know, you're always free to ask at the box office if you go to AMC.
Is it a stupid movie?
Yeah.
Or
yeah, before you give them your $15.
You know what I hate about going to the movies now?
Tell me.
All the pro-movie propaganda. It just is endless.
What are you talking about?
The pro-movie propaganda.
Like Nicole Kidman?
The Nicole Kidman thing is fine. That only lasts a minute.
Yeah?
But AMC has these interminable things about how great the laser AMC technology is.
They're trying to stay afloat. They're trying to keep their industry afloat.
But we're already there.
But people are already listening to your rinky-dink station, and you go blabbing on and on every March for 2 weeks about how great it is. You're trying to stay afloat. That's what they're trying to do.
They're driving people away.
It's their equivalent of your marathon, Ken. They're just trying to stay afloat.
No, the movie equivalent of the marathon is the Will Rogers Institute. Remember that?
Yeah, where they
would beg.
and then come down the aisle?
And then come down the aisle.
You know, I was at a theater once. This is now years ago. It must be 30 years ago. It was some kind of class action suit. The Will Rogers Institute, there was a little short subject. They explained that they had been sued and there had been a class action suit, and they were being forced legally to return a lot of the money that they had raised.
Really?
And then, yeah. And then volunteers went up and down the aisle giving out money.
Wow. I wish I had been there.
Yeah. No, it was extraordinary. They gave me $35. It was like some class action suit. Every time I went to the movies for like a month, the Will Rogers Institute people were giving back money.
Every person in the theater got $35?
Yes. They were just going up and down the aisle.
Wow.
I saw a couple kids, teenagers. Uh-huh. They would get the $35 and then run to the next theater and get it again, you know, on a multiplex.
Damn.
It was extraordinary.
That's a good scam.
Yeah, extraordinary, extraordinary moment
in
the movie theater.
Maybe that's why the Will Rogers Institute isn't fundraising in movie theaters.
Yeah, no, they had a lot of trouble. No, yeah. But that was an extraordinary moment.
Wow, you were lucky.
Yeah.
I've never benefited from anything like that.
Extraordinary.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air.
I got a name for you.
All right.
All right.
Can I give a hint, Ken?
No,
no.
No hints.
No hints.
No hints.
No hints.
Okay. Well, it's Ewan.
Ewan? Wait, I can do this.
That's your first name, right?
That's my first name.
Wait, but there's an actor, Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor.
I've seen that actor's name in print for years.
Yeah, Trainspotting.
I should be able to spell his name.
And then there's also that guy, Ewan, from Succession. There's another actor named Ewan.
Okay, it must be a common name.
He was in Babe, the pig movie.
Wait, is this an Irish name? What kind of name are we looking at?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, Ewan, right? I've seen his name in print. I should be... Are you... Just answer me this. Do you spell it the same way as the actor?
Ewan McGregor. From Star Wars.
Yeah?
He was in some of the Star Wars
Believe me,
movies.
It won't help me. I'm really dumb.
I do not. No.
Oh, you spell it differently.
I'm not Scottish.
Oh, it's Scottish. Oh, it's a Scottish
name. Almost the opposite
name.
End of the world.
Oh, my God. Not Scottish.
Wait, Ewan. Okay, so not Scottish. And the opposite end of the world. What is the opposite end of the world? Rockaway, New Jersey?
No, from Scotland?
Yeah. Isn't Rockaway, New Jersey the opposite of Scotland?
No.
If you look at a globe.
Yeah.
And you run a line from Scotland right through the middle of the earth.
It's Tasmania.
I believe it's Rockaway, New Jersey.
It's Tasmania.
I believe it's northern New Jersey.
No, it's not.
Well, we'll never settle this.
Yeah.
All right. Ewan from Rockaway. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know where to begin. Ewan. Okay.
Well, can I tell you the Scottish spelling?
Sure.
E-W-E-N.
That's right. Ewan.
That's the Scottish spelling.
And but he spells it differently.
Ewan McGregor.
I thought it was E-W-A-N.
I thought it was E-W-E-N. You might be right. It might be E-W-A-N.
Ewan McGregor is E-W-A-N.
Okay.
I'm obviously a kindred soul.
Yeah, what do I know?
Well, this might interest you, Ken. It might interest you both. No one cares. No one cares how Ewan McGregor spells his name. I don't know if that's of any interest to you at all. You're into programming radio. That might interest you.
Yeah.
No one cares.
Okay.
Okay. So you don't spell
it
that
way. Your only first name, too, so... Shouldn't be hard.
Yeah, okay. It's a first name, Andy.
Ewan. Okay.
You know how it's not spelled.
That's right. I can eliminate that. Okay, so I'll go E-W-A-N-N for Ewan, for your Ewan.
That's wrong. No.
That's correct.
I'm sorry.
Okay, how do you spell Ewan?
It goes Y-U-W-E-N.
Have you ever met anyone, any adult, that spelled it correctly
that's
in your
life? That's the Tasmanian spelling, am I right?
I'm constantly surprised by some people spelling it.
But here, this is an interesting question. Can I ask you honestly? I don't know if you have kids, but you hope someday to have kids, or you have kids. Is that correct?
I do, and my wife is actually pregnant.
Oh, good, Mazel Tov. So you're thinking about names now. Are you and your wife going to name your child, your boy or girl, a common name, an easily spelled name?
We are going to give her an easily spelled
name. Exactly. That's been my experience. Anybody with an unusual name, they hate it. They hate having to spell it. And they don't. And they want their kids to be spared that ordeal.
Why did you name your second kid Quasar?
Because he looked like a Quasar. Every nurse in the ward agreed.
But that's a hard name to spell.
Yeah, there are exceptions to every rule.
I feel bad for little Quasar.
I haven't talked to little Quasar in 5 years.
He's so withdrawn.
We're kind of estranged.
Hey, thanks, Ewan.
Yeah, thanks, Ewan. We want to thank everybody that called. Who else called, Ken? Ewan?
Ewan, Annie.
Yeah, Blachnaka called. Hakakana called.
Mike Gerzovich.
Hakakajinin called.
Yuki.
Hakanani. Annie Kakakamana called.
Mr. Yukovic.
Hakaslaka called. Hakshakamaka called. We had a lot of interesting, wonderful calls. What do I owe the station?
$45.
I'm so mad every time I enter this damn building.
Do you remember when we were electing a president?
Yeah.
And Sam the appraiser.
Yeah.
One of his platforms was that you stop doing shows where you give money away.
Hey, Ken, if you have time after the show, come on by the t-shirt room and watch me stock up on a bunch of free t-shirts.
Oh, the t-shirt room's all locked up right now.
$45 worth of t-shirts, please. Fine, I'm writing a check.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and WFMU.org. Thank you, Jeremiah, for the newsletter. Thank you, everybody who called. Hey, there's that band that you didn't like. They're leaving now.
Somebody kicked them out?
Yeah.
Somebody listened to them?
You can hear them on Toddophonic Todd's show on Saturday.
No, actually, I made a joke, but they're really very good.
Yeah, they were very good.
They were in tune.
They were very, very good.
They were. It was an interesting mix of people, chicks and guys.
Drummer.
They had a drummer.
They had melodies and
I liked what I heard.
All the things that you love in music.
What was the name of that band?
Melody Rhythm.
What was the name of that band?
The Melodic Rhythm Heirs.
That's a good name.
Yeah. From Toronto, Canada.
Has anybody ever used this name for a band?
What?
BM and the BMs.
No.
Isn't that a great name?
It is a great name.
That's right.
Okay.
It's almost worth starting a band.
Yeah.
Just to have that name.
Well, your son could be in a band with you.
I have another great name for a band.
Go ahead.
Everybody's Equal, featuring Josh Breckman. Isn't that a great name for a band?
Yeah. Hey, stay tuned. Up next, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fibash.
Yeah, maybe he'll play BM and the BMs.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
On to that day, on to that day. Come on, mama, do that dance for me. Come on, let me know who you are. Do that dance called Dolphin. Come on, girl, do that dance for me. Do the Mississippi and the Mobile Bay. Turn right around, go the other way. Come on, mama, do that dance for me. Oh, do that dance. Oh, do that dance. Come on, mama, do that dance for me. Do that dance. Come on, dance. Come on, mama, do that dance for me. Come on, mama, do that dance for me.